What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
I'm John Batchelor with Jonathan Shanza, the Executive Director of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Syria is a glass darkly. It is the thing itself. For many years now, it has been what John Milton called darkness visible. We cannot see in it. We do know the man who claims to be president is Al-Qaeda veteran. We do know that his army has used cutthroat tactics these last months and shows no indication that it will back off from that. So what is to be done with Syria? Jonathan, the puzzle here is that the region treats Syria as if it's on the mend. I do not see evidence of that. What do they see?
I think the region sees danger. I will say, admittedly, there are a couple of countries that see opportunity. I think the Turks undeniably see opportunity. The Syrian regime is under the thumb of the Erdogan government, and the Erdogan government wants to use Syrian territory to advance into the region and to further expand its power, hard power, proxy power, soft power, financial power. I think that the Saudis, and perhaps to a lesser extent the Emiratis, given their recent feud, also see opportunity. But I think it is wishful thinking on their part that they may be able to have a modicum of control over this regime, given that the Turks already have really lock, stock and barrel. They have a tight grip on this regime. But when you look around the rest of the region, I think Lebanon's nervous. I think Jordan is nervous. I think certainly the Israelis are nervous. I don't know where the Egyptians stand on things. I think they'd like to see rehabilitation. I think they'd like to see the Syrians come out whole after years and years of civil war. And they see this as a positive on that side. But it really all depends on whether this Syrian government comes out as a full-throated Al-Qaeda regime or some kind of proxy government of Turkey. All of this is still very much up in the air. It could go quite badly as I see it, John. And I think a lot of the regimes in the region see it the same way.
Hakan Fidan, we talked of him as we opened, the foreign minister of Turkey, the former head of MIT. Is he running Syria?
Effectively, yes. He is, he is the man. And then there is the MIT itself they're also in there. The Turkish military, they're in there. But what we continue to hear is that meetings don't take place in Al-Shara, Syria, without Turkish officials and Turkish advisors, that Turkish lira are being traded on the open market. Right. This is essentially a sanjak, if you will, a province of Turkey. And this is, I think, again, the main concern is that this government may find itself without much choice as it moves forward, but to pursue Turkish interests and Turkish policies. I have a lot of cause for concern here.
Reuters, U.S. President Donald Trump said the Board of Peace member states will announce at an upcoming meeting a pledge of more than $5 billion for reconstruction and humanitarian efforts in Gaza. In a post, the president wrote that member states have also committed thousands of personnel to a UN-authorized stabilization force and local police in the Palestinian enclave. Jonathan, what is this?
It's a good question, John. I think there's a couple things to understand. Number one, the Board of Peace is trying to create some new facts on the ground. There are reports coming out now that there will be a deadline offered to Hamas, that it has 60 days to disarm. And if they do not, then the Israelis will finish the job that they started in late 2023 after the war erupted. And I think that's a positive, right? We have this new organization called the NCAG. This is the interim government in Gaza that the Board of Peace has set up that is supposed to take over the Gaza Strip and begin to refurbish it, to rebuild it. I think it's a positive that we're not giving Hamas a veto over this process. That I think is good. But I think there is some confusion. Number one, you've got the Turks and you've got the Qataris. They are the fox in the hen house. These are two Hamas supporters that are part of this process. And that is something that's making the Israelis very nervous. And I think anyone that is serious about the region, they're going to be concerned. On the positive side of the ledger, John, we're hearing about 8,000 Indonesian troops that are going to be deployed to try to help keep the peace inside Gaza. That's a positive. What I would just say is that right now there is some strategic confusion given who the players are, given the goals of the Board of Peace. And let me just also just note parenthetically, they don't have Gaza in their charter. That word does not appear in their charter. They see this body right now as something that could potentially supplant the UN, and they're going to start with Gaza. But I think they're trying to think about wider conflicts, bigger conflicts all around the world, and to try to start to solve them in a way that the UN has not been able to. But what that does is that leaves us with some confusion about what this organization will do as it relates to Gaza, how serious they are, how dedicated they are to solving the Gaza problem before moving on elsewhere. So a lot of questions yet to be answered. And the board is set to meet on February 19th, on Thursday, here in Washington, D.C. I am going to be fascinated by whatever comes out of it, because this is something that it's just a big open question about how they plan to move forward. This is a body that we've never seen before, John. They've never convened before. We don't know how serious they are.
Jonathan Schanzer for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.